ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It'll be Luke Cruz jumping center for Mountain Home, and for Jonesboro, Colin Moore will try to win the tip. We're just about to get underway. Ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Jonesboro. They're moving left to right in this first half. Here is Wilson into the front court for the Golden Hurricane. Throws over on the left side to McBride. Mountain Home starting off in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right corner now to Washington. He's going to dribble out to the wing. Throws it up top to Leach. Leach has it on the right side. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Good.
Mercedes Leach
with his first 2 points of the night. Jonesboro strikes first as we are 34 seconds into this contest. White Gilt with the ball up the top. Drills over to the left wing. Now gives up top to Benton. Finds Bashir's on the right side. Up top to Peters. Peters going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Jonesboro. Back quickly come the Hurricane. Here is Wilson with it, throwing it up top to McBride. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Keelan McBride with his first 3 points of the night. 5-0, Jonesboro leading it with a little over a minute into this contest. Gilbert drills to the ball on the right side. Now throws it up top to Peters. He goes toward the left. Now goes back up top. Throws over to Benton on the right. Jonesboro on the man-to-man. Now Bashir's has the ball on the wing. Gives it to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound knocked around. Finally controlled by Jonesboro. Kyle Moore will throw it to McBride, who's quickly into the front court. Throws it to Washington, going into the lane for a layup. No good. Offensive rebound. Well, actually, it looks looked like it had a rebound for a moment. Now Jonesboro does keep possession. Now ball's knocked around. Now ball goes over on the right side. Jonesboro keeps possession with McBride over on the left side. Now a steal by Colton Peters. First turnover against Jonesboro. And now a foul is going to be called on Talon Benton. An offensive foul. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. So the two teams exchange turnovers here. Well, over 6 minutes left to play in this first quarter. It is Jonesboro with the ball up 5-0. Here's Wilson into the front court, throws over on the right side to Leach. Leach is going to drill out to the corner, now kicks out on the wing into Washington. Washington gives it to Moore just outside the lane. Now he's going into the paint. Now kicks out on the left side to McBride. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Benton across the timeline for the Bombers. Now throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert going to the left side, gives it there to Peters. Peters drills up top, finds Benton. Now Gilbert has the ball at the top. Over to Peters now. Peters dribbles between the circles. Throws it on the left side to Benton. Benton's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He goes up for the reverse layup, bought the glass and in. Luke Cruz puts Mountain Home on the board with over 5 minutes left in this first quarter. It is Jonesboro up 5-2. Your ball's up top with Washington over the left side now to McBride. McBride drills to the elbow. Now goes up to the top, gives it two more. Now Wilson has it up at the top. He'll take the screen for Moore, drill to the elbow. Now kicks out to Washington on the left wing. Throwing it up top to Wilson. Wilson drills to the right side. Kicks up top to Moore. Over to Leach on the left. Leach is going to try to get some space between him and his defender. Throws it down to Moore on the low block. Kicks it out on the wing. Now ball goes back up top to Leach. Now Leach is dribbling towards the right elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Washington. He goes back up with it off the glass and in. Lamar Washington with his first 2 points of the night. Now a foul away from the ball. Or I think they may have called delay of game. Nope, they did call foul on Jonesboro. That was on Lamar Washington, his first personal team foul, number one against Jonesboro. Balls with Gilbert on the left wing. He's going into the lane. Full layup, good! Well, Ryan Gilbert just flew by a bunch of defenders for that layup. 7-4, Jonesboro leading it. 4:02 left in the third, in the first quarter. Here's Wilson with the ball on the right wing. Dribbles towards the right elbow. Has the ball knocked away. Ball still loose. Finally stolen by Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jonesboro. They back, come back quickly. Here is Leach. And now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home at the elbow. Colton Peters with his first personal foul, team foul number two. Mountain Home bench wanting a walking call, but they're not going to get it. Shamari Milton checking into the game for the first time for Jonesboro, replacing Marion Wilson. Milton, a 6-foot senior. 3:42 left to play in the first quarter. McBride will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Leach on the left side. 3-point Hurricane lead. He goes cross court to Milton. Now ball goes up top to Leach. He's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. Good. Mercedes Leach with 5 points on the night, and it's a 10-4 Jonesboro lead with 3:24 left in the opening period. White Gilbert drills to the right side, throws up top to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the left now. He's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 5 points, and that cuts it back to a one-possession game. 10-7, Jonesboro leading it with 3:07 left in the opening period. Here's McBride across the timeline for the Hurricane. Ball goes over to Moore on the left wing. Now he drills down to the in the corner, throws it up top to Washington. He's going to pull up near the free throw line for the jumper. Good. Lamar Washington with 4 points, 12-7, Jonesboro on top, 2:42 left in the first quarter. Gilbert across the half-court stripe for Mountain Home. Throws it to Cruz on the right, back to Gilbert. Now the ball goes up top to Peters, and a foul away from the ball on Jonesboro. Pushing foul with 2:28 left to play in the first quarter. Lamar Washington picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two against the Hurricane here in the first half. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the near sideline as they trail 12-7. Checking into the game for Jonesboro is Taven McCullough as he'll replace Washington, who again just picked up his second foul. Benton inbounds it to Gilbert up the top. He immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. Cruz with the offensive rebound. He goes back up. Off the glass and in. Will Cruz with 4 points, and that cuts it back to a three-point game. 12-9, Jonesboro leading it. Here is Milton in the front court. Cruz throws to the McBride over on the left side now. It goes to McCullough. Up top now to Milton. Over to Moore on the left wing now. Down to McCullough just outside the lane. Up top now it goes to Milton. He puts up the three-pointer. Good. 15-9, Hurricane leading it. 1:55 left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Has ball on the left wing. Now kicks out to Benton. Benton drills between the circles, goes over to the right, towards the right side, finds Bashir's in the corner. He's going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked. The ball is loose. Ball's still loose, and now teams are scrambling for it, and I think they're going to get Mountain Home with a foul. They're going to get Colton Peters with his second personal foul, team foul number three, against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Peters going to head to the bench with 1:29 left to play in the first quarter, and he's replaced by Matt Jones, a 6-foot sophomore. 6-point Hurricane lead, 15-9 our score, less than a minute and a half left in the first quarter. McBride into the front court, throws over to Leach. Now Milton has it up at the top. Finds Moore just outside the lane. I'm sorry, that's Leach with it. He's going to pull up for the jumper, no good. And Benton gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for the Bombers. Throws up top to Gilbert. 1 minute left to play in this first quarter. 6-point Hurricane lead. Gilbert's going to drill towards the corner. Now he takes the screen. He's going into the lane. Kicks out to Benton on the left wing. Benton dribbles towards the free throw line. Now gives it to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Now throws up top to Cruz. Finds Jones in the lane all by himself for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. 15-11. Jonesboro leading it. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's Leach with the ball on the left wing for the Hurricane. Throws towards the top. Gives it to Milton. Now McBride has it. Jonesboro is probably going to hold for the last shot of the quarter. Milton dribbles out near the half court. McBride dribbles out near the half court stripe. Now Leach has it between the circles. 15 seconds left. Leach dribbles towards the left. Now he's going down toward the free throw line. Kicks it to Moore. He's going in for the layup. Good. Kyle Moore with his first 2 points of the night. And now Tom's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. Cannot get it to go. And we have reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 17-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Give yourself the perfect gift from Stitch Fix. You'll be so well-dressed, everyone will notice. Just visit stitchfix.com/music. Take a style quiz, then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Select when you want your next order. No subscription, no shipping costs, no stress. Go to stitchfix.com/music. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/music.